Hey everybody, it's Susan Marchand here, the Techie Mentor. I just want to welcome you back to my second podcast on my VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast channel. So just a big thank you for joining me again. And today I just want to talk a little bit about the VA industry and the title of virtual assistant. Like many of us, when we're first starting out, we become part of the VA industry and we take on the title of virtual assistant. And actually, that's not always a good thing. First off, titles don't mean as much in the entrepreneurial world or the solopreneur world as, say, a title would in corporate America. For instance, when I was in corporate America, my title was Senior IT Project Manager. Well, a lot of stuff hung from that title, like what I did, who I worked for, what department, how much money I made. All of that was actually rolled up into my title. Now, when you become your own boss, titles really don't matter. No disrespect, but nobody cares. What clients want is somebody who can solve their problems. So you could call yourself Queen of Sheba, and that would be just great as long as you solved your client's problems. So you want to move away from using virtual assistant as a title for a couple of reasons. First is that most people, if you're talking to maybe friends or family or you're at a networking event and they ask, hey, what is it that you do? And you say, hey, I'm a virtual assistant. And you get the deer in the headlights, like, not quite sure what that means. Or they assume, right or wrong, that you're an admin of some way, shape, or form. So for me, I was not an admin. I didn't want to be an admin. I had been an admin 20 years before. I really wanted to be, you know, somebody who focused on technology and systems. So when I talk to somebody and they're like, oh, virtual assistant, oh, you can answer my phone or you can do my email, I'm like, well, no, that's not what I want to do. And so I quickly realized that using VA as a job title or a business owner wasn't working for me. I had to spend too much time trying to explain what the heck it was that I did. And so I changed my strategy to really start thinking about the VA or VA as an industry, not a title. So really the virtual assistant industry is what it is. It's not a title. But I know for most of us who've come out of corporate America or any corporate, had any type of title, that's what we kind of glob onto. We want to call ourselves a virtual assistant. So you want to move away from that. Again, because people, A, don't know what it is, or B, they assume you're an admin. So look at VA as an industry. And as I mentioned, titles really aren't that important as a business owner because you can call yourself anything that you want. So focus more around how you help your clients. So for instance, instead of spending money on a business card, I recommend doing a benefits flyer. And a benefits flyer is something that I came up with myself years ago because when I handed somebody a business card that said VA, again, we had that same conversation. Well, what is it that you do? Can you explain that to me? So I dropped that and I just went with a flyer that basically says, here's how I can help you. And what you want to focus on when you're talking to people in person or trying to explain what you do is, again, stay away from VA or VA industry or VA title and talk more around how you help people. For instance, let's say that I am a social media manager and my focus is really in the travel industry. So if someone says, hey, Susan, what do you do? I could say, well, I help family-owned travel agencies manage their social media. And people immediately understand what I do. So get away from titles and focus on how you help people. So simple formula, I help, who do you help? And then how do you help them? What do you do? I manage their social media. I write great copy. I transcribe courses, online courses for course creators and so on and so forth. So play around with it. It may not kind of roll off your tongue immediately, but it's really something that you want to start focusing on. And one other note is I know there's a lot of people who think that the VA industry is made up of nothing but administrative assistants, and that couldn't be further from the truth. As I mentioned, I'm not an admin, never wanted to be, never was one. And again, I'm not knocking admins, great skills, but it wasn't just what I wanted to do. So realize that the industry is very, very diverse, just like a business. There's people here from HR, IT, like myself, people who do sales and marketing and systems and technology, and then they really get into specializing in, you know, digital marketing. So don't think that you have to be an admin. Even if you're an admin now and you don't want to do it again or don't want to do it later, you can learn the skills and the systems that you need to make a difference and be able to quit your soul-sucking job or do whatever it is that you want to do. So hopefully this has given you some new insight on how to think about VAs or virtual assistant and really start focusing on it as you're being part of an industry and really start focusing on how you help your clients versus being stuck on titles. If you enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to subscribe and make sure to share it with anybody else you think that might find it beneficial. And I will see you next time. Thanks for listening.